Goodbye.
Okay, so here we are. Pre-show for our Sunday live show.
Woo, man.
Where are we at here? Let's see, man. Let me see, man. What the fuck is this? Oh, I dig. Okay, there we go. It's really interesting when I... if I leave the homepage for any length of time. So you can see that we're, you know, still working Cloudflare. We are fixing what necessitates Cloudflare. Cloudflare is not a mistake. Cloudflare is there for a reason. And we're fixing the reason we have Cloudflare. And we're doing that through the good offices of some people we've contracted with who work on a variety of websites, and they're really great. And it's going to take them to really get in and correct all of the things. This is a website that goes back to 1999. I mean, even though we've had developers, the bones of this thing goes back almost 20 years this coming fall. So there's all kinds of shit in the back end that needs to get updated. In some cases like this, just flat out fixed. So that's what we're doing. And it'll be about a 30-day. The immediate problem of getting the iTunes subscribe feed to you will be corrected. Okay, that won't take 30 days. That'll take a very short time, maybe a week. I don't know. But it will get fixed. And if you think other websites don't have problems, well, obviously, if you've got any experience at all, you know that they do. You know, ours is just one of many. And we try to get to them and fix them as quickly as we can within the capability of our grooviness and our commitment to you and yours, you know. So that's my promise to you. Now, Reg of Petaluma, as you know, was pulled, if you'll pardon the expression, on Friday night, and we did not reach out to Reg until today. So we're going to give him a couple of days to reach us. We sent him an email earlier today because it was very busy. It was very, very busy yesterday. Really super busy yesterday. I was sitting on my ass watching hockey, and no, I'm kidding. So anyway, we did reach out to Reg, and we'll give him a couple days to respond. And if not, we'll do we'll pull it again. I mean, we'll draw another, you know, Reg in Petaluma. And I think Tracy, one of our BSPs, is a Petaluma resident or close to Petaluma. I never really looked to see where the fuck... I know Petaluma is in California. No, it's in Northern California, and I believe it's north of San Francisco, but do I know that for sure? The answer to that question is no, I don't. Let me see here, man. Do-do-do. Do-do. Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. Petaluma is in Sonoma. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that doesn't help us. So let's zoom this bitch. Yeah, there you are. North of San Francisco on the 101, which I hitchhiked many a day as a young man. Is it the 101? Yeah. Yeah. I used to go up the 101 all the time. And where are we, dude? Bear. And we were talking about Novato the other night on the show, which is another area that I traipsed through as a youngster. There's Mill Valley. Where the fuck is Novato? There's Sausalito. So you go over the Golden Gate Bridge, Sausalito. Marin City, San Rafael, and at some point you cut over to the coast, you know, and when you go to the coast, then you're on your way over to Mendocino, nice Petaluma. Okay, so groovy, so we got it. So Reg, my brother, you know, now here's Mendocino, and I'm going to tell you something right here. It's one of my favorite places in California among many. take this little road here, you hit the coast, and you hit the Little River Inn right here. See this? Yeah, see, right? See, there you got it. There's the Little River Inn, and they have cottages along the water here. There's the main inn, there's the restaurant and the bar. The thing about this place is that, it's just really cool. It's great. And then the town of Mendocino is up in here. And there's a movie they filmed there that the chicks would dig. It's called Same Time Next Year with Alan Alda and Ellen Burstyn. And it's a rather absurd plot about how these two people met and had an affair, met and had sex. They were both married to other people, but on this one business trip the two of them were having, and they met in this little town at this little inn, the Little River Inn, they had sex. So Same Time Next Year means that the same time next year we'll meet at this inn and we'll have our sexual thing. I don't know whether or not that's based on anything that's real, but it doesn't sound like a plausible... I mean, maybe there's some people out there that have actually lived that. It sounds kind of weird to me, but that's what the movie was about. Same time next year. So next year we'll get together and we'll be unfaithful and we'll fuck and then we'll... What? Little River Pump and Supply. What? Smile when you say that. No. So, yeah. That's a cool place. And then up here is the town of Mendocino. Mendocino used to be a whaling port. There it is right there. So you drive up there to Mendocino. It used to be, back in the 19th century, they did whaling up there. And there was an actual pier or something, a whaling pier somewhere along here that you could still walk out onto or at least look at where they would, dock the boats and... and haul the goddamn whales up. But now... This is the park there, but now it's pretty much just this is all hiking areas in here. This is the town. It's got little bed and breakfasts and shit. And there's the Kelly House Museum, Patterson's Pub. I'm sure many of the locals go in there. Mendocino Court Reservations. All right, and then up further are some of the kookiest houses you ever saw in your life. A lot of houses in through here, artist houses. The houses are like round. Some of them are underground. Some of them are, the front doors in the side of a mountain. Just whack looking places. I think the price is right. If you're interested in living miles away from any, city, and you're self-sustaining, and, why, you'd love it too. So there's Petaluma. I wonder what river that's on. Well, I'll tell you. It's on a river. What's the name of the river? The Russian River? The Slovakian River? The Polish River? The American River? Crimea River? Do-do-do-do. So there you have it, sports fans.
And here you see the various places in Petaluma where Reg lives. There, the sailboats and so forth. This is the dock area. You can walk and...
Can you jump in and go swimming in there?
I don't think so, dear boy. Aren't you quaint? Here, the various whatever that is.
Not very scenic, is it?
No, it's not. How did this picture get in there? I don't like it. A cannery. A picture of an old, broken-down, busted-down cannery. Here, the town square, and there, the town circle. Here's the town square there. He's the stagecoach driver. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. A bit of levity for you and yours. There's a hand there, right there. See that hand? That's mine. It looks feminine. Smile when you say that. These are cows. These are also cows. Those are trees. Aha! A black-and-white photo making it look as if it's some... ancient photograph. It's probably taken last week. Yeah, this looks like the scene in... yes, you're right. In Shawshank Redemption, where he goes to the tree. Yeah, no, it's not. Okay, thanks. That's not the tree in Shawshank Redemption. No. Well, maybe. Cow pasture. Automobiles, buildings, whatever. You get the idea, you get the picture. And here, yes, they swim in Petaluma. If you call that swimming.
I don't know, look at that 360, huh?
That's what she said.
All right, so here's the... Hi, my name is Bob Cow.
I don't know what you bipeds want, but this is not your area. This is where we are. We shit and eat here. Bug off, biped. Now, you see these people dressed as chickens. I bet you think this is a parade.
That's what I was thinking.
No, these are school children. They're being taken to school.
Why are they dressed that way?
Well, that's one of the dirty little secrets of Petaluma. Everyone here is a little odd, a little off.
So people dress as chickens in normal course of the day's events.
Thank you. You've said it very well.
Awful lot of fields there, huh?
Yeah, that's what surrounds the whole town.
And here, this looks almost European, doesn't it? It looks French.
Yeah, sure.
You've lost your British accent.
I know. I'm tired of doing that. I got another gig, man. I play a Swedish diplomat at the next party I go to.
So look at the mural.
Uh-huh. Many people come to Petaluma to see the changing of the seasons.
And do they...
They're disappointed, yes.
So anyway, it looks kind of like East Coast light, doesn't it? So if you want to see the changing of the seasons and you want to see all that groove, you want to see that groovy mess, man, that I would seriously suggest that you go back east. So that's where Reg lives. And he's going to leave that and come down here to go to the horse races?
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, Reg, if you're watching, if you're listening,
you'll know what to do.
Petaluma, open your golden gate.
Petaluma.
Says here, Mr. Henry, Petaluma's a... I'll do it, bud. Petaluma's a city of Sonoma and California wine country, part of the North Bay subregion of the San Francisco Bay Area, located 37 miles north of San Francisco. Its population is 57,000, according to 2010-2 census. The Rancho Petaluma Adobe, located in Petaluma, oddly enough, is a natural, national, natal, native, historical landmark.
Really? So that means the adobe, that the native people, right? Not the Spanish.
Am I right? When you say adobe, well, it's an original, it's Spanish, yeah, structure. That's the, so that's the founding residence of Petaluma, the Rancho Petaluma Adobe. Someone started a ranch there and around that became this town. And eventually some guy up from Hollywood wearing a cardigan sweater, I'm sure, said, let's grow wine. I mean, how do you grow wine? I don't know. But I know you can grow wine. Is it a grape? It could be a grape. Or it could be a leaf or a tree. I don't know, but I say we grow wine, Bob.
Well, technically, you'd grow the grape.
All right, then let's grow a grape. One grape. I think you need more than one. You need more than one? Yeah, all right. Well, however many we need, let's grow them. What if we make grape juice? Grape juice is good, too. Probably, in fact, grape juice is a better idea because we could turn that like that, man. You know what I mean? That goes into profit lickety-split, okay?
I'm going to wait around 9 goddamn years for a bottle of wine. What do I look like? Rip Van goddamn Finkel? Wankel?
I say grape juice, Bob. Grape juice or die. You're on.
What?
All right, man. Rip Van Stankle.
Oh, man.
Fucking hotter than shit. I got the heater on for Brea Girl, you know, but she's...
I don't know what's up with her, man. I honestly don't know what's going on with Brea, man. She's got two plates of food here. She's not doing good, man.
She had a period there for a few weeks where things were good, but she's like... You know, she's like just like fucking diarrhea all over the goddamn place, man. You know, it's sooner or later, I'm just good. I might as well just turn this whole studio into a cat box. Not that it isn't already.
Turn the whole place into a cat box.
That's what I said, Jack.
That's what I said, Jack.
God, Everton, what a piece of shit. That's my team, you know, I follow in English football. Everton, piece of shit. And I was looking back on their, on the past, as they say, as they call them in England, tables, the standings. Best, the last 10 years, the best they did was under Roberto Martinez, they fired. David Moyes, they got to as high as fifth in the league, I think, at one point. I think under Martinez. And they fired both of those guys. Well, no, Moyes left. They fired Martinez. And they've been a piece of shit ever since. Although they were a piece of shit in Martinez's last year. I don't know what the hell. I've never seen a team more, like, not knowing what the fuck they're doing. I mean, they just, they don't look like they know what they're doing. They almost were relegated. I was looking at their past standings. There was a one season where they were, like, 17th or some shit. Yeah, they almost got... Man, I don't know.
Swindon Town, you know. That's my team now. Luton Town and Swindon Town. What?
Bob Costas got removed because of his concussion comments. Mike Francesca says, Tom Brady isn't the best ever, and gives a ludicrous reason. Fucking do it, man. You gotta turn that heat down, baby. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Phil, it's a great old, what character is this? I don't think I have, Roy Biskey. I've been following hockey, and a great old movie is on Slapshot. With Paul Nimoy, and I had been in a film that was called Slap Happy, and it was about a hockey player named Slap Happy. Well, I took this idea and they built on it, and that's fine with me. And it was...
Was it about you?
It was about me. It was my life story, Slap Happy, because I'd been hit in the head so many times during that particular... My first season, I played with the Hershey Squirts, you know? Tom Dobka, he talks like this. But this guy here, I don't think we've ever had...
What character is this?
Yeah, you know. Hi, Phil. Hi, Phil. Roy Biskey. This is Roy. Yeah. I wrote a script for Hollywood. I played minor league hockey for several years in the Eastern Continental, in the Continental Shelf League. And in the shelf life, the Continental Shelf life, how long did you play for? I played the... Are you on the phone with me?
Oh, I mean, how long did you play for?
Yeah, thank you. It's getting a little crowded in here. And I wrote a book called Slap Happy. Well, they come up with this slap shot.
Well, slap shot's a term from hockey.
I understand. It is?
You sure you played hockey?
I wasn't roller skating.
Well, I'm sure the man understands he played hockey, Phil. All right, but so you're not familiar with the term slap shot?
I never heard it before, no. I played 21 years in minor league hockey. I never fucking heard it. You're full of shit.
What? Who'd you play for?
The Hershey Squirts. I played for the Hershey Squirts just before they left.
So you played for Frank's favorite team?
Whoever Frank is.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's my husband.
If it's his favorite, yes, I did.
His favorite.
Who?
Look, man, I got laser one of them laser things for my cat, Thunder Girl. Do I dare point this right at the camera? I better not. I'm afraid. I'm afraid it'll blow it up or something. It'll just go. And I'll be like, just smoke will clear and I'll be dead. My head will be fried off or something, you know. PetSmart laser pointer destroys man. God damn it. What is that character's name? I know that's a character that we already do. Or maybe I knew it was originally Roy Biskey, but Larry Grover, Don Berman, Dave Castorini, Dean Wheeler. Dave Castorini is one of those guys that's really tough to do. John Jerryman.
Well, Phil, it's Dr. Rod Turner.
Emery Clayton. I don't play hockey. All right, you understand. When you talk about a hockey game, there are a lot of black hockey players. I understand there's a lot of black. A great many more black hockey players than there ever had been. But Willie O'Ree, for a hockey player that broke the color line, and I appreciate that, he wasn't all that good, you know. And I wish we'd had a black player that had broke the National Hockey League color line that had some talent. Willie O'Ree spent most of his time in the minor leagues, you're telling me.
That's right.
Well, why do I give a damn, man?
I'm going to have Herb Sewell and I'm going to have Roy Biskey on to talk about hockey.
Now, I would tell you, yeah, look at that right there. See that?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. So Phil's got that goddamn gate on this thing. It ain't bad. It ain't great, but it ain't bad. Sure does quiet the room down, though, doesn't it? I think it sounds pretty good. Unless,
hey, it sounds pretty fucking good. Pretty fucking good. But if you're over here, so you can hear shit.
So you don't want to be too off mic.
No, you got to be.
Let me see. Never mind, man. Slap shot. And what might have been. All right, now. Where in the fuck is this goddamn... Let's go, man. Let's go, daddy-o. I'm going in tomorrow for an audition. I wasn't able to get to that one. Yeah, here it is. Okay. Just as I thought.
Man, oh, man.
Okay, man. Okay, man. Okay, man. Okay, man. Okay, man. Okay, dude. Rangers 3. Maple Leafs 1.
Oh, man.
La-hee-tee-tee.
Okay, John, next song. We play my few songs. So.
Two, three,
warning. Do sensitive.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Testing 1, 2. All right.